Yes, hallelujah. I have a, let me see when she's ready. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Praise God. I have a saying. This is an old saying I have. We could all get a hold of this. When you look up, things will begin to look up. When we're looking up, things will be looking up. So everybody look up. Man, I'm thankful that James and Brian, Timmy and Brian came and fixed the ceiling this week. Hallelujah. Look up and things are looking up. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I was this week when I was running, you know, I have a tendency to run in the park. And a lot of times when I run in the park, the old songs come up in my heart. Some of the old hymn songs. I mean, I was raised on them. And one of the songs that came up this morning, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. Come on, let somebody lead that out. Not you, Dusty. Let somebody else lead it out. In the blood. Now you can join in. There is power, power, wonder-working power. Precious blood of the Lamb. Will you be free from the burdens of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Saints and stains are washed in this heavenly flow. There is wonderful power in the blood. Come on. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. You know, I was reminded when I was listening and that song came in my spirit. And John 1:29, John the Baptist said this, made this statement. He said, behold, here comes the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Man, when you hear the word behold, what comes to your mind? Take a look. Take a look. And one of the things the Lord spoke to me about, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. Amen? Amen? So we're looking at that. Look with me in James chapter 5 for our message this morning, and let's see what the Lord wants to say to us through the preaching and teaching of his word. In verse number 15, the word of God says this, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise them up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. Dry season. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, and here's where we're going to focus our attention today. Let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. The title of this morning's message is Wonder-Working Power. And we're going to look at the wanderers, the witnesses, and the winners. Can we just come into agreement here? Can everybody just lift their word together? You know, in this world, it's hard for anybody to agree hardly on anything. Right. Amen? And there's something that happens in this atmosphere when we come into agreement. There's power in agreement. The Bible says, if two agree on anything they ask, it shall be done for them of our Father which is in heaven. How many know that that's why the adversary wants us always to disagree? Amen. So let's come into agreement. Say with me, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord. I'm listening. my ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. Hallelujah. Father, we're so grateful for your word, and we're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish something in every heart and every life of each and every one of us that have gathered here today. Again, Father God, they haven't gathered here to hear from me. They've gathered here today to hear from you. So, Lord, I ask you, Father, speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of this mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. And when everything is said and everything is done and all is accomplished, all praise and all glory and all honor will be unto you. For we ask these things in your precious name. Amen and amen. Firstly, he says, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way. In other words, what he's talking about here is the wanderers. How many know that all of us have wandered from time to time? How many know that all of us have gotten off our path somewhere along the line in our lives? And God is calling us to come back. So first, I want you to look with me in Proverbs chapter 21. Proverbs 21. As you're turning there, those that are familiar with me, I have some favorite scriptures. Anybody got some favorite scriptures? And one of my favorites that I love is Proverbs 4:7, where Solomon says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all your getting, get understanding. And what the Lord constantly speaks to me about is the devil cannot steal from you what you understand. He can only steal from you what you're confused about. He is the author of confusion. And where there's confusion, there's every evil work, the Bible says. So God wants us to have understanding and to deposit these things in our heart. You know, there's an 18-inch journey from our heads to our heart. And there's so many that have a relationship with the Lord, but it's all head knowledge. Amen? But God wants us to have heart knowledge. And he says to us in Proverbs 21, verse number 16, Solomon says, the man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. The Apostle Paul would say in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. When we look at a gift, what a gift is, something that's not earned or deserved. He says, for by grace we're saved by faith. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any of us should boast. In other words, it's not what I've done. It's what he's done for me. And it's not about what you've done or what you've been into. God can deliver everyone from everything. Amen? You know, he says to us, he that's begun a good work in each and every one of us is faithful. Amen. But it has to start somewhere. And the very place that it starts is at the cross. At the cross. And at the cross is having revelation and understanding that the debt's been paid and I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength, because my hope and my trust is in him and him alone. Amen. Amen. So many times I try to do it in my own power and my own strength and I fail. Amen. But God doesn't kick me when I'm down. God reaches his hand of love down and picks us back up. So the Apostle Paul would say in Philippians chapter 3, Philippians 3, verse number 17. The Apostle speaking to the church at Philippi, he said, brethren, be followers together of me and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I've told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. What will he do? who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, it's not greater than the one that you serve. Amen. That's not greater. And God says when you take it, it becomes greater. You're trying to fight it on your own strength and your own power, and he never created you to fight that battle. He created you and I to trust in him. When Jesus said on the cross of Calvary, it is finished, it is done, there was nothing else that needed to be done. It was all complete. And what we're doing is we're entering and operating in the finished work of the cross of Calvary. Amen? Amen. Tell the devil to get behind you. Hallelujah. Amen. So the Apostle Peter would write in 1 Peter chapter 2, 1 Peter 2. Verse number 25. Look, your neighbors say we're going to change our mindset. We're setting our minds on Christ in the Word of God. His Word declares in 1 Peter 2, 25. For ye were, that means past, as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your souls. Amen? Amen. Say, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. There comes behold again. Amen? Amen? God wants to do something new in our hearts and lives, but if we keep trying to do the old way and the old system and the things, it's hard to allow God to do something new. Amen. The mercies of the Lord are new every morning. We're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. So he says to us in Isaiah chapter 44, Isaiah 44, are you with me? Amen. Verse number 22. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. He didn't stop there. He said, return unto me, for I have redeem thee. Hallelujah. Return unto me. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Man, that's cool, isn't it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he's saying this, let's not wander anymore. Not only is he speaking to the wanderers in our text, but he's speaking to the witnesses. The witnesses. He says, who converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death. Amen. Shall save a soul from death. You know, when I was looking at that, the Lord took me to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. So go with me to John 1. When Jesus started reaching the disciples, amen, he gave us an illustration that when we come to Jesus, the first thing that we reach out to is our family members. How many have family that's not serving the Lord? A lot of times that we don't have the ability or they're not ready to listen to us share the gospel. So what he tells us to do is invite them to come. Yeah. Amen. 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 We haven't killed anybody yet. And we're never going to kill anybody. I'm not going to leave that yet there. Amen. But he says in John chapter 1, verse 41, he says, he first findeth his own brother Simon and saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted to Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah, and thou shalt be called Cephas, which by interpretation is a stone. So the first thing he did, he shows us, is he reached the family. Secondly, he extended it out to his friends. Verse number 43. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and find him Philip, and saith unto him, follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael his friend, and saith unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? And Philip saith unto him, come and see. Amen. Amen. So what he was speaking to my heart about, to save a soul, that we're called to reach our family. We're called to reach our friends. How many have friends we haven't invited to church? How many have friends that aren't serving the Lord? How many of times did we think, well, they're not ready? Well, who made you? They're God to determine when they're ready and when they're not ready. Amen. God didn't call us to be anybody's judge. He called us to love everyone right where they're at. Amen. I don't know about you, but when the Lord found me, I was a mess. Amen. But my mess became my message. Amen. Because God took all those things that the enemy meant for evil and he turns it around and uses it for his glory and for his honor and for his praise. Amen. 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 And when you're going through something, the only time it's wasted, if it doesn't become a testimony to someone else, how good God was. How many times we're looking for God to do the next thing, but we forgot the last thing that he did. And God is saying, you want the next thing? Give me praise for the last thing. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. What the Lord is speaking to this pastor about is faithfulness. He said to reach the family and the friends, but the faithfulness. He tells us about faithfulness. And Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12. Amen. 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 He says in verse number 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. See, he talks us to reach out to the wanderers, converting the sinner from the error of his way, shall save a soul from death, but not only that, and shall hide a multitude of sins. Amen. He says, I removed your sins as far as the east is from the west, not to be remembered again.
That's right.
Amen. I mean, when I was looking at the winners, I was looking at the soul winners. Soul winners. Amen. And in Proverbs chapter 11, verse number 30. He says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Behold, here we go again. The righteous shall be recompensed in the earth. I'm just not waiting for all the blessings when I get to heaven. I operate and move in the blessings of the day. The favor of God is shining upon our hearts and our lives because we're soul winners, because we're sharing the gospel, because we're sharing his love. Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't leave out the other side. He said much more than the wicked and the sinner. You see a lot of wicked people that are prospered in this world. There's getting ready to be in the last days. There's going to be a transfer for the kingdom of God. Amen. For what reason? Not for us to be rich and wealthy, but to spread the gospel and the love of God to a lost and dying world.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but there's something that happens when you lead somebody to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He says, signs and wonders shall follow them that believe in my name. You shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. You'll lay hands on the sick and they will recover. When are they recovering? When you're bringing souls to the kingdom. When you're bringing souls to the kingdom, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are all three in one, and they're participating, and they're in it with you. Amen. Amen. He says to you, you're never alone. He said, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. God's called us to Harrisonburg, Virginia. He'll send mission trips or whatever, but God puts you in this location and this area for a purpose to win this community to Jesus. What's happening? What's happened to the church? What happened to the church? The church went all around the world to reach the lost and to minister gospel of peace, and they lost their next door neighbor.
That's right.
Amen. And God says, hey, he sent them to Jerusalem first before they went to Judea. And then they went to Judea, and then they went to Samaria, and then they went to Samaria, and then they sent them to the uttermost parts of the earth. Amen. Look to the one next to you and say, God says to you, your family member is important. Amen. Am I too loud? Would y'all like me to get softer? Amen. Amen. When I was in the world, I was excited about the world. I'm in Christ now. I'm more excited. Amen. 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 I was an international businessman. I thought that wealth was going to make me happy. I had every toy there was. There wasn't no toy I didn't have. And I never had happiness. I never had joy. I was always looking for the next thing. But on October the 12th, 1997, the Lord came into the bedroom of my house, and came into my heart and life, and I never will look back. I found more in him than I ever found in this world. I've got more riches. Amen. And my riches isn't about just wealth. My riches is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and faith running through and all out of us to others.
Right.
Amen. Amen. I don't know about you. I was like that old country song, looking for love in all the wrong places, and I found all the wrong things. Anybody been there with me? Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. I was looking in all the wrong places. You know what I found? I got into drugs. You know what I found? I found cocaine, and I liked cocaine, and cocaine liked me. And for 18 years, I was a cocaine addict. The last 5 years of my addiction, I had a $3,000 a week crack habit. But on October the 12th, 1997, the Lord came in the bed of my home and set me free and called me into the ministry, and I never needed anything but Jesus. Hallelujah! 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 I want you to know he's no respecter of persons. The same thing he did for me, he'll do for you. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Come on, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Come on now, hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus! Thank you, Lord! Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. The prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 35, hallelujah. Verse number 3. He says, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of fearful heart, be strong. Fear not, behold, your God will come with vengeance. Even God with a recompense, he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. Amen. God's watering some places where there was never water before. God's pouring out His Spirit in places it was never poured out before. Our God is coming for the dry and the thirsty, and a lot of your loved ones and a lot of your family members and a lot of your friends are really dry and thirsty. They're really dry and thirsty, but they won't say anything. Because when they said something before to people, they were condemned. And there's therefore no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. Amen. God wants you to know He has a plan and He has a purpose for every life. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, God's love is abounding towards you. And He says, my son, I will not let you go. Daughter, I will not let you go. I've called you from times and seasons. I've moved at you and towards you in different times of your life. And you come for a season, but then something came in and took you away. But He says, this thing I'm getting ready to do in you, you will never look back again. You will never look back again. You will never look back, says the Lord. Just trust me with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. Your steps have been ordered by me, says the Lord, and you're going to find delight in your way. Delight in me, says God. Put your trust and your hope in me. You've trusted other things. What has it worked and what has it done for you? God says, trust me and watch and see. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 See, I don't know who God wants to speak to. It could be everybody in this room. It could be those on the website. I know that God's saying what He wants to say. Yeah. Amen. And He wants you to know how valuable you are to Him. And He brought you here. You might think that, hey, I came here today. I'm going to do it for a friend or a neighbor or a family member. No. God may have used them, but you came because God drew you here today. Yeah. Hallelujah. God drew you here today because He had something to say to you. Amen. So look up with me in Hebrews chapter 10. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10. I'll get ready to shut this down or open it up, whatever the Lord's going to do. Hallelujah. He says in verse 35, he says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall not have pleasure in him. But we are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but unto them that believe, to the saving of the soul. So in closing today, what is the Lord saying to you and I through the preaching and teaching of His word? Let Him know that He which converteth the sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death.
Our hope. Our comfort. Our peace.
God spoke to us today.
Our praise.
About the wonders. He spoke to us today about the witnesses. He spoke to us today about the winners.
Jesus.
But in closing, the wisdom. The wisdom is Romans chapter 10. Verse number 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call upon Him in whom they not believe? And how shall they believe in Him? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be saved? children, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings.
Yes, Jesus.
But they have no.
Hallelujah.
Father, we pray to you, Father God, that you sent your word here.
You are holy.
Accomplish something in every heart and every side.
Holy.
Head down. Eyes open.
Are you, Lord?
If you're here today and you do not know Jesus, you're not the place you need to be, and you feel the Lord drawing you,
would
you slip up your hand and say, Pastor, that's me. I need Jesus. Anybody at all? Anybody at all?
Hallelujah.
William, will you come and meet me here? Don't worry about nobody. They all had to get up here one time or another. Would you please join me?
Come on, audience.
Would you please join me?
This is with praise. Come on, sing it.
Hallelujah.
Lift
this is the greatest moment of your life. It's my honor. Father God is in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we find, I'm not done yet. We find, he spoke about the wanderers, the witnesses, the winners, the wisdom. But he also wants to talk to us about the warfare.
Come on, lift your voice.
Amen. God wants you to understand there's a battle going on. And the biggest battle's here. Amen. And God wants to break some things. And you know, you say, Pastor, you use this scripture a lot. Well, if the scripture works, I use it. Hallelujah. He put it in there because it works. You think God would fill the Bible with stuff that didn't work? But I want you, how many are going through some battles somewhere in your life right now? Come on, let's be real. You go over battles. We're going to stand in agreement. We're going to come into agreement today, okay? So can you stand with me and stand and agree with me as we speak this word?
Lift your voice.
You can go ahead and lift your hands to heaven. You know, I can't deliver anybody. I serve the deliverer, amen? I serve the ones that are free. And he sees what everyone is facing. And things that are big to you may seem small to others, but if they're big to you, they're big to God. Are you hearing me? If they're big to you, they're big to God. You know? So when somebody may come and minimize or make it seem small, it doesn't mean that that's what God is saying. Because God sees where he's going. But he says to us in 2 Corinthians 10:4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but the mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, Lord, you see every battle that each and every one is facing in their lives today, Father God. Your word declares, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So, Father God, as they call it out, as their hearts are being opened to you today, I bind every weapon the enemy has formed against the minds, the bodies, the souls, and the spirits of your children right now in the name of Jesus. And I speak deliverance. I speak healing. I speak reconciliation. I speak restoration. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you took it on the cross of Calvary, and when you said it was finished, it was done. So right now, may they receive their healing in Jesus' name. Touch your body. If you have sickness in your body somewhere, touch your bodies right now in the name of Jesus. The word of God declares that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Father, you see where their hands are. Your word declares as two or three is touching anything they ask, it shall be done for them of your Father which is in heaven. And I'm coming into agreement right now with them. Bear every body part in Jesus' name. Now go ahead and give God praise and glory for your healing. Hallelujah! 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 It is awesome to be in the house of God. Hallelujah! Right now, we're going to stand in proxy for our loved ones. Hallelujah. And our family members and our friends that need Jesus. They need healing. They need restoration. They need some kind of breakthrough in their life. Father, we're sending the word out today, Father God. You see every heart and every life and each and every one that they're asking you to reach right now in the name of Jesus. Supernaturally, by the power of God, I pray that that one that's on their heart right now will be touched at this very moment in Jesus' name. You sent the word and healed their diseases. You are the Lord that healeth me. So, Lord, we praise you and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're not done yet. The Father says that we are called together as family. And everybody needs to just connect with somebody. I'm going to ask everybody to connect with somebody who's never connected. Just make a connection. And all I'm asking you to do is say hi. Come on, don't be afraid.